Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Has Barbara come on yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
You want Barbara Thomas?
You're Barbara Thomas. Hi, Barbara.
Yeah. Hi.
I'm looking for Barbara Gabbert, who's going to host the class, hopefully. She's been a very busy working lady. She and her husband have just started a brand new business, a computer business, and they sometimes have to work pretty late. So, hoping she will get here soon. In the meantime, let me hear your names again. I know that a lot of you will say them at the same time. That's okay. I can mostly, usually, them anyway.
Joyce from Chicago.
Donna.
Jambala from Baltimore.
Oh, great.
Donna. Lee from Texas.
Oh, good.
Lola from Dallas.
Hi, Lola.
Charlene from California.
Maureen from Newport, Brooklyn.
Oh, good. Okay.
Frank in New Jersey.
My, we're getting
this
them from
Lisa
all over.
Lisa in Memphis.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Sharon Wallace from Baltimore.
Good. Great.
Barbara.
Shalonda from Baltimore.
Barbara Thomas from Chicago.
Hi, Barbara.
Vicki Kidd from Texas.
Oh, good.
Rebecca in Texas.
Shola. Hi, Lola. Hi, Nola. Shola. We got Shola and Lola.
Hi.
Lois from Iowa.
Hi, Lois. I hope you're doing
Iowa.
Better.
Charlene from Iowa.
Charlene.
This is Lisa in Memphis.
Joanne from the Woodlands.
Oh, good, Joanne. I'm so glad you're on.
It's Barbara, finally. We were having phone problems. I apologize.
Oh, are you? Okay, good. I'm glad you're on because I'm going to turn it over to you here. I'm going to mute everybody first. We just have a whole
Richard.
Lot of really good people on tonight. I'm really excited.
Melanie and
Richard
from Ohio.
Right.
Good. From Ohio, wonderful. Yeah, I hear a phone ringing. I'm not sure what that means, but I'm going to mute everybody and see if that will take care of things here. All right. Okay, I'm going to let Barbara press *6 so that she's on, Barbara Gabbert, and I'm going to let her take over as hosting now.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, you go ahead.
All right. Great. Well, as you heard, we've got a large number of people on tonight, which is great. It's a challenge to keep track of those that attend the class, but we would like to meet you. Everybody was introducing themselves, which was wonderful. If you'd like to meet another like-minded person in your area, let us know. We have contacts from all over the U.S., and we understand that many feel isolated regarding New Age subjects. And if you would like to stay updated on the Heart Center activities, offers and services, updates about current happenings from the Masters, make a note to contact us, and we will put you on our regular email or snail mail list. You will hear from us every few weeks, most likely, or someone can call you if you prefer. We do have a HeartShare team. Our active team members are Donna, Leela, Dee, Dwayne, Marlene, Cindy, Jennifer, Autumn, and me, Barbara. We present this class, and we are available to answer your questions, find out answers, and to pray with you if you like, and to encourage you. If anyone attending this class would like to help us, please contact Donna Korth or me, Barbara, or any of the team members that you know. We also have a prayer team that prays for everyone we know of that is invited to this class. the Heart Center is composed of many people whose desire is to hold a balance of light upon the earth by first intimately knowing our God presence and discovering our reason for being, then emanating light as directed by our I Am presence. The Heart Center consists of people from every imaginable religious or non-religious background, Catholics, Buddhists, Baptists, Unitarians, agnostics, you name it. We work closely with the Ascended Masters, those beings who have fulfilled their karmic debt on earth, and now work with the angels in heaven and other cosmic beings to assist us toward our ascension. Our mission and vision, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's love, wisdom, teachings throughout the earth. We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature, using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one, because we are all one. We have a wonderful class tonight with Archangel Michael speaking to us, plus a very special guest speaker whose relationship with Archangel Michael probably saved his life. You will probably want to take notes. I suggest you have a pen and paper and use a landline phone with a speaker if possible. They only cost about $5 more than a regular phone. And then your hands are free, and you can walk around, take notes, do other things, as long as you're muted, do whatever, as long as you're within earshot of your phone. It makes it a lot more convenient to attend the class. We will keep callers muted to eliminate background noise, and as you have heard, Donna has muted everyone except for me. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6 at any time if you would like to share something at our sharing times, or if you cannot hear the class, please speak loudly and clearly into the phone. Because as you may have heard at the beginning, this class is being recorded, so it's important that we hear everyone clearly when you're speaking. When you're through speaking, then press *6 again and you will be muted again. During our class, we may stop and allow questions or a brief sharing of experiences. If you partake in this, please limit yourself to 3 minutes so we can finish the class on time. Then we will have a prayer request time for those who can stay for 10 or 15 minutes longer when the class is over. You're all invited to stay over at the end if you desire. I would now like to call, who are the other HeartShare team members that are here tonight, Donna?
I think Dwayne is, or she will be.
Okay.
And Dee will be.
Okay. Well, since they're not here yet, I'm going to go ahead and give an invitation to begin our session tonight. In the name I Am That I Am, I call to beloved Archangel Michael, captain of the hosts of the Lord, our friend and brother on the path, our exemplar, our defender. Overshine each and every one of us tonight. Help us be open and receptive to your great presence, to your guidance. Seal each one in light. Strip us of all that is less than our pure God being. And give us courage and faith and strength to step forth and embrace our path, our Dharma, and to willingly, joyfully embrace the path of light and be your hands and feet and voices in the earth. We are so grateful for you and your legions of angels for all the tireless work that you do. And we say, amen. At the beginning of each session, absorb all of his essence. relax whenever you feel a little stressed, or any time that you want to become more centered. You can just do that in your mind, or even speak it out loud if you're where you're comfortable doing that. And it puts you instantly in touch with your truth. You are muted now, so you will only hear me saying this prayer. So if you'll turn to that, if you have a Heart Center songbook, it's number 10 in the songbook. But we're just going to speak this now. Please repeat it with me. Dear Michael, Archangel, we call unto you. Protect us, defend us in circles of blue. Your legions descend now and cut free each soul. To be like you, to serve like you is ever our goal. Dear Michael, Archangel, we call you today. Seal us in light, Archangel bright, each hour we pray. Charge us now with blue flame, infuse us with love, that we may stand and in the name of Archangel Michael, I say, O God, I am here this evening to serve with all of my heart, with all of my soul within us, to serve all life unto their freedom in the light. Thank you. Amen. Now we will say together this prayer mantra, wash the earth in violet fire. That's the second prayer that's on the back of your heart share letter or in the email that you received.
Barbara, hold on just a minute. I'm going to mute everybody again.
Okay.
I'm having a few problems here, so hang on. Okay, thanks. Okay, I'm going to have to hang up and come right back. Hold on.
Donna, would it work if we all just muted ourselves?
It might.
I thought
if you
I
all,
did.
Let us try that.
Okay.
All of you hit star 6 and we'll see if that'll work.
Donna, this is Barbara again. Can you hear me now? Donna?
Hello.
Hello.
We hear you.
Am I muted?
Can you hear me now?
We all hear you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead with Wash the Earth in Violet Fire. I couldn't unmute there for a while. I had to call back. So I'm going to proceed with this prayer, Wash the Earth in Violet Fire. I pray for the watching and standing range of the healing of the earth and of evolution this day with the violet fire for the transmutation of all karma, burden, suffering, and substance that opposes the dawning of the great golden age of Aquarius, the coming of Lord Maitreya.
Okay, Barbara, you're going to have to hit star 6 again.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to call back in. It wouldn't let me unmute there for a while, so I had to reconnect. So
I know that was. That's okay. It's my problem, too. Go ahead.
Okay. Should I start over with the Wash the Earth in Violet Fire?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, great. Let's say this together. I pray for the washing, cleansing, spinning, raising, and sealing of the earth and its evolutions this day with the violet fire, for the transmutation of all karma, burden, suffering, and substance that opposes the dawning of the great golden age of Aquarius, the coming of Lord Maitreya and his retinue to the earth, and the victory of the heart center and all light bearers on earth this day. Wash the earth in violet fire. 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 Cleanse 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 the earth in violet fire. Spin 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 the earth in violet fire. Raise 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 the earth in violet fire. Seal 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 the earth in violet fire. This is such a wonderful prayer. You can put any word you want in there in the place of the word earth and project violet fire energy into any situation, into a person, into your children, the government, the schools, your pets, your neighbors, any thorny situation that you're dealing with or anything that you have concerns about. It's just awesome. You can pray for your town, your city, your state, your nation, the elementals, anything, everything. It's great, and it's got such a wonderful rhythm. It's really easy to remember after you do it just a few times, and so it's you can take it with you everywhere you go, and it's a wonderful tool just to project violet flame in wherever you are, so we can leave our little violet flame footprints every place we go. Thank you very much.
Another wonderful thing you can do is when you're taking a shower, if you take showers, visualize some of the water that's coming out through your shower head as streams of violet laser light. One of the masters told us to do that and said this was an easy visualization and it would work. He said you would be cleaned up a whole lot better than you could ever imagine if you do it that way. So you might want to try using the violet laser light or the violet flame in that way. Another thing you can do is if you are having physical problems, if you're out of breath easily and you don't swell, send the violet flame into your heart, into your brain, into your lungs, into your stomach, wherever you may be a little bit sluggish or a little bit pain, having a little bit of pain or other problems. It really works. Miracles. Okay, I'm going to see if our special guest is here yet. And if he is, I'm going to ask him to hit star 6 and come on and share with us. We have Donald Galvin, whose life was saved by Archangel Michael. Donald is from Minneapolis, and we admire Donald a lot because he has just a humble servant heart. He's always ready to help and serve, and he gathers together many of the prayer requests that we send him, and he sends them to those of us who have volunteered to pray for people, and he is active in the Heart Center group in Minneapolis. So I'm going to let him come on and tell you a little bit about Archangel Michael and then share a little bit of his background and then tell the story of how his relationship with Archangel Michael actually prevented him from being killed during a battle. Donald, are you there? We can't hear you. Make sure you hit star 6. Donald? I think I hear somebody, but I'm not sure if it's Donald or Barbara. Well, hit star 6 again in case that muted you. I'm not sure what's going on with our class tonight, but we're having a little bit of problems with the muting and speaking part. Let's see what happens here. Donald, are you there?
Donna?
Yeah.
Barbara from Chicago called me earlier today, and she had a little testimonial about Archangel Michael that she would be willing to share if you would like to have that now or do it later. That would be fine, too. So if,
that
Donald,
would be wonderful.
If Donald is not ready, you could request that she tell her little story now if you like.
Yes, that would be good. Barbara, I think, is that Barbara Thomas or Barbara Schwartz?
It's Barbara Thomas from Chicago.
Okay, good. Barbara, if you would hit star 6 and then say something and we'll tell you if we can hear you.
It was really an extraordinary experience.
Yes, that this is so exciting to hear. There's so many stories like this, and if anybody who is on tonight at our teleclass has had a similar experience like that, I would love to hear it. I wish you would write this down for us, and if you could write it down and mail it to me, I will get it on our website because that's a wonderful story.
Okay, and I'll just tell you also that my boyfriend was concerned because he wanted to be my hero.
Sure.
But we went to a counselor, and he said the best thing you could have done was shut down. It was Barbara's test, and she passed the test. And, because they could have had knives or guns, who knows, you know what I'm saying? So it was just perfect. It worked out perfectly.
That is so good. Okay.
Yeah. So I will definitely submit it to you. I'll write it out.
That's wonderful. I will be eager to get that.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right. Thank you.
Be sure, Barbara, and hit six. Muted now.
Oh, now hit pound 6?
Now hit and then 6.
Did you say pound 6?
Yeah. Well, no, not pound. Just click on 6. Star. Star and then 6, and then you'll be muted.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye. Okay. Donald, if you're on there.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. Good.
Okay. Yeah, I was on before, but nobody could hear me.
I know. We were having problems with the phone system here.
Okay.
But
so
I think it's okay.
All right. Yeah, I dialed back in, so that cured the problem. All right.
Great.
I'm happy to share with everyone this evening. And my name is Donald Galvin. I live in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And first I'd like to read to you some excerpts from The Masters and the Retreats by Mark Prophet and Elizabeth Clare Prophet on Archangel Michael, some of the highlights of what we know about him, and to give you a better understanding of what he does for us. So I will read that first. Michael is the archangel of the first ray of protection, faith, and the will of God. He is a prince of the archangels and of the angelic hosts, the defender of the faith, the angel of deliverance. The book of Daniel calls him the great prince which standeth before the children of thy people. His divine complement, or his twin flame, is Archia, faith. Archangel Michael and his legions daily descend into the astral plane, or the lower planes of earth, fully arrayed in their mighty blue armor, carrying their shields and swords of blue flame. There they cut free those who have passed from the octaves of light and are unable to rise to higher octaves of service in the retreats of the ascended masters. Archangel Michael and his angels of deliverance work 24 hours a day on these levels, rescuing souls from the accumulation of their own human creation over the centuries and also from the projection of the Dark Ones. They have served there for many ages, and Michael says that he is determined to never give up until the last child of light on this planet has risen to the God Source in the ritual of the Ascension. To assist in cutting the light bearers free from astral entanglements, Archangel Michael has a sword of blue flame that he has fashioned from pure light substance. This sword of blue flame is a rod of blue flame power that he has used for the protection of mankind since the descent of the laggards and the Luciferians to the earth plane. Michael tells us that this sword is God's sword. It has come from the great central sun, a gift from the very heart of God himself, and has been passed to him from the mighty Elohim Hercules. When this sword of blue flame blazes into a negative manifestation, nothing can stand against it. You all may call also for this sword of blue flame. Visualize it as a sparkling electric blue that is seen in the blue flame in the burner of a gas stove. You may take this sword in your right hand and use it daily as you give your decrees or prayers to be cut free from all that binds you and all that keeps you from your victory. You may also maximize your calls to all who are on the planet for their freedom and even the salvation of the planet itself. And I'd like to read a few more paragraphs. Archangel Michael also offers to give us his momentum of faith as he says, "Give me your doubts, give me your questionings. I will indeed give you my faith. And my faith is a power to transform and direct into the world the great blue lightning love of the infinite Father of all. This power and this faith is real. Sometimes all that is necessary for us to successfully pass through a difficult moment of testing is to know that we have friends of light who are holding us and praying for our overcoming. However, when an archangel offers his faith to humanity, it is our responsibility to accept his gift, invoke his light and his flame, his intercession, and make it a part of life. He also says, when sight is obtained, of what need is faith? It is not I who need faith then, except to give it away, but it is you who require it." And in the final dispensation he offered, which I'll read, Archangel Michael has offered us another great gift from his heart, which was given back in April 22, 1961 in Boston, Massachusetts. And he says, "Blessed and beloved ones, some of you are of advancing years, and it will not be long before you shall vacate your body temples. Some of you shall do so by the ascension, and some shall enter the realms of our world in the other manner called death. I will make you one promise. If you will call to me secretly within your heart and ask me to come to you at that hour, I, Michael, will materialize to you at the hour of your passing, and you will see me as I am. And I promise you that I will help to cut you free from all remaining portions of your karma and assist you to enter the realms of light with less of the attendant pain that results from human fear and passing. This is a privilege and a gift I give to you from my heart. I flood it forth to the people of Boston and to those throughout the world who have the faith to accept and to realize that God walks and talks with men today in the same manner as of old. I, Michael, Prince of the Archangels, rendering for the earth a cosmic service." And finally, Archangel Michael's retreat, which is a retreat of light over in the etheric octave, is in the Canadian Rockies at Banff near Lake Louise. He also has another focus of light over Central Europe. His keynote is the Naval Hymn, "Eternal Father, Strong to Save," and he's a sponsor of our law enforcement, our police department, and all armed forces. So that is some of the excerpts from the Masters and the Retreats that I read to you, which I hope you enjoy listening to. Now, for myself, I'll just give you a little bit of background. I was born on the East Coast in Massachusetts. I went to college, and shortly thereafter, I was drafted into the Army. That was during the Vietnam War. And during that time, I found the teachings of the Masters, of the Ascended Masters, and I was searching. I had been raised Catholic, but I was still searching. And as some of you may know, Edgar Casey, I came across his book, and he spoke of reincarnation and karma, and that understanding suited me well to help me understand the injustices that we see in our lives. So the key, though, that really brought me to the teachings of Masters was he mentioned the Great White Brotherhood, and I wondered in my mind, what is the Great White Brotherhood? And he didn't explain it in any of his books that I had found. But shortly thereafter, I saw an ad in a magazine for the messengers for the Great White Brotherhood. And that was the Mark and Elizabeth Prophet, who have now since both ascended. And the Great White Brotherhood is what caught me again. So I immediately wrote for their teachings, and I got the Keepers of the Flame lessons and their Pearls of Wisdom, which were weekly dictations or heart streams from the Ascended Masters. So I had never, in my situation, I had never been to a conference. I had never been to any of the classes. But based on what I read, I was so excited and so overjoyed that I wrote and asked if I could join their staff. And I was told that I was able to join after I finished my tour of duty and served my country and the Army. And so I think the Masters prepare us for each step along the way, because I learned more about Archangel Michael, which I would need when I was in Vietnam. And if I hadn't found the teachings, even though I knew about Archangel Michael from my upbringing, I didn't pray to him regularly. And that is what I really required when I was in Vietnam. So I was in Vietnam, and I'll tell you my story that happened. I was not able to pray aloud, because it was a situation where you couldn't. So every day I would pray silently, mentally, and I would make calls to Archangel Michael, decrees, we call them, and also invoke a tube of light, which is a cylinder of white fire that you can call upon yourselves. So I would do this regularly every day, even though I could not verbalize it, which is what we normally would do. So in this particular situation, we were in the field, and we were waiting for a helicopter to transport us all to another location in Vietnam, and all of a sudden I heard this tremendous whirring sound over my head. It was just, it's hard to describe, but it felt like it was directly over my head, and it was coming down. And so I immediately grabbed my steel helmet and put that on my head. It was just my immediate reaction. I had just finished my calls. It was kind of interesting, the timing. I had just finished my calls for Archangel Michael and for protection. And it actually was a marking round, which is made of steel. I'm not sure exactly what it looks like, but it had a tremendous noise and a tremendous volume. But anyway, it hit the ground, and what happened was the person to my right and my left were injured. One had his arm partially severed, and the other person had shrapnel in their body. And this does not mean that I was better than either of the other two. I believe it was because I had given my protection calls that I was protected, and if the others had known of Archangel Michael and had given their protection calls, they would have been protected as well. So it wasn't because I was any better than them. So that is my story. The timing and knowing about Archangel Michael was all it seemed, looking back now, as I look back at it this evening, it looked like that I had been prepared so I would know.
That's, and I'm just always amazed when I hear stories. I've heard so many stories. I think I've heard more stories about Archangel Michael's different people and the miracles that have occurred than any other master. So thank you, Donald. We'll let you go. I know that you're caring for your sister. And by the way, everybody, if you can stay for the prayer time that we have at the end of our class, we will pray for Donald's sister, whose name is Donna, and who is recovering from surgery and is dealing with cancer. And we'll just pray for her healing and well-being tonight, too. So thank you, Donald.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. Okay, if anybody cannot hear me, it's a sort of funny thing to say, please tell me. What we're going to do next is we're going to hear from Archangel Michael, and this is going to be quite an experience, I think. So hang on while I get him, get David, get everybody going here.
There's Beloved Heart friends, this is David Lewis, and Archangel Michael with right at 7 o'clock, so I hope you're on time, and this is a slight change from our schedule. I greet you in the name of the I Am That I Am, and we are now preparing for beloved Archangel Michael.
You'll meditate for a minute or two.
Beloved ones, the fire of God is yours to claim. The power of God is yours to know. The light of God is yours to use.
And the breath of God is yours to feel. I am Archangel Michael. And I come on this day dedicated to me across the earth, for I feel the intention of many hearts and the prayers of many sons and daughters of God who understand the nature of light and their ability to invoke that light for world freedom. The Lord God invests himself within your lives this day through my presence across the earth. And as you look to the skies and feel the radiance from your source, you may also be able to see the living presence of many angelic beings who now fly through the heavens and attend to the needs, the voices, the prayers of mankind. From faith and my retreat over Lake Louise near Banff, Canada, we send forth rays of blue lightning into the atmosphere and deep within the earth for the protection of every man, woman, and child who looks to God, who prays to the one source of all. And in that investment of light, a new day is born. A new era is beginning, and each of you, dearest hearts, has opportunity to find yourselves living within a new realm of beingness, a new dimension of reality, a new living world of God glory. Often dramatically, as many of you have testified through the miracles that you have seen, have witnessed, as you have called out to us in times of peril or danger.
Very quickly, I want to share with you another brief story before we go on here, speaking of peril and danger. This is someone I know that was in a military aircraft with a crew. There were two people, and the story that he shares with me is that the master pilot was in the front and the co-pilot was behind him, and as they were placed in, that's the way they were placed in these particular aircrafts. And while the aircraft was high, there was a malfunction, and the engines stopped working. The aircraft started losing height and was falling. The pilot informed the control tower, and he was permitted to abandon the aircraft. Now, the two pilots agreed on the time of the ejection, and the first pilot, who was actually in charge, was ready to press the ejection button. But suddenly, he saw in front of the aircraft, in the air, a male, huge, bluish figure with wings more than, they were many, many, I guess, miles high, holding a sword. And the pilot was so surprised and shocked that he forgot to press the ejection button. And at that very moment, the engines and all the appliances of the aircraft started working again, and the aircraft started to gain height. The co-pilot didn't see anything, and he asked the first pilot, the friend I know, what happened, and he replied that he would tell him when they landed. And when they landed in their base, the first pilot, the main guy, told about the vision of the Archangel, and he knew Archangel Michael, and he had called to him before in many instances, although he didn't at this particular time. He said he was praying, though. Of course, we often pray when we find our life is in big danger. But he felt that Archangel Michael was the protector of him and in fact, of their airplane and everything that was happening at that moment. And since that time, he told me that he tells this miracle and he orders little icons of Archangel Michael to put in the churches. He's Catholic. And, of course, a lot of the Catholics truly have a wonderful relationship with Archangel Michael. So that's the first story, or the second or the third story, actually, tonight. We have some more really good ones. So hang on, and we'll move on here and hear the rest of this.
Dearest ones, those who understand the work of the Archangels may also invest themselves partly in that work by being attentive to your own awareness and your own state of affairs, your own mission under the greater mission of the Universal Great White Brotherhood. For often, we are consulted by the Johanns of the Rays and many Ascended Masters to give our views of the state of affairs in certain dimensions upon Earth. For we are the ones, the rescuing ones, who come into the darkest regions and extract souls, beings, individuals from the diabolical state that they have temporarily allowed themselves to live within.
The next story is quite amazing also, and this one I'm going to read to you, and this is one that I heard from someone else, so I wrote it up, and here's what she said. From the moment my son was born, he never slept through the night. He always spent much of the night screaming, moaning, or tossing his body back and forth. It was horrible to watch, and as a mother, I didn't know what to do. So for this reason, he slept in my bed so that I could react quicker according to the intensity of his screaming. I would hug him, talk to him, offer him a bottle of water, or have to literally yell at him to wake him out of it. It was like he was doing this in his sleep but he was so miserable, he would break out in a sweat all over. The moment he became fully conscious, he was all smiles and happy. He remembered nothing that he had experienced only a few moments before. So this was my routine. I experienced very little sleep because I was on guard for his comfort. I never complained. I never told anyone. What could I do? I just took each night as it came. Some nights were easier than others, but never was there a moan-free night. He was always moaning and carrying on. One day, before Matthew turned 3, I met a woman who was an intuitive person and very devout. She looked at me and she said, "Oh, your poor son sleeps horribly." I hadn't said a word to her. How did she know? She said it so simply. So she told me to call on Archangel Michael to stand over him at night, and instead of telling you what she told me, I'll tell you what I did. I put Matthew to sleep that night, and I called on Archangel Michael to create a beautiful circle of shimmering light around Matthew. And I asked that this circle just be filled with all of Archangel Michael's love and my love and the love of all those who cared for him. My heart went into all that I asked for, and my heart was filled with gratitude to know that I was not alone. That night was the very first night that Matthew ever slept peacefully. He never moved. He never moaned. He was at peace. How can I possibly use words to thank Archangel Michael for this miracle? I said that prayer every night for about 10 days, thinking it might come back. And then one night when I went to say it, I could feel that there was no reason. The prayer was in place, and Archangel Michael was forever a part of our lives. Matthew has never had another night terror again. He sleeps peacefully, even when he has a fever. Long nights are forever a thing of the past. Now, here's something interesting. About 6 months later, Matthew scraped his knee. No blood, just a scrape. And I had just been attuned to healing through the Reiki energies. And at that young age, Matthew called the healing energy love. He said, "Can you give me some love, Mommy?" That meant that he needed to feel better. So I sat down on the bed with him to put some love into his knee. He was quiet, and I said, "Can you feel the love?" His response was, "No, but I feel the angels." I said, "Well, that's great, Matthew. Can they tell you their names?" And as he sat there going, let me see, I said, "Is one of them named Michael?" And adamantly he responded, "No, Mom. Michael has a sword." Now, I had never told Matthew about Archangel Michael's sword. I hadn't even known it. Later, I found out that Archangel Michael always has his special sword with him. This is all completely true, and this is only the beginning of the miracles in our lives with Archangel Michael and the other angels and Jesus and the Lord, and the way they have worked in our lives ever since. I will always be thanking them. So here we go now.
If at times you feel that you have descended in awareness to a certain vibration that is less than the Christ consciousness, call to us, and we will lead you up the stairway of light to that sacred space in which you may abide, fully clothed with your presence, fully ensconced in that light of the crystalline aspects of your true and noble self. Yes, dearest ones, even the best of our highest servants at times require our intercession, and do not feel timid in calling to us. And whether you use a simple fiat, "Help me, Archangel Michael, and your legions," or you use the rhythmic and rhyming prayers of the Heart Center Movement or any other positive dispensation, we answer. Often it is those who cry out with the intensity of their heart's fire, as you know, that we answer first, or they impel us to by the action of light of their beings. We appear here and there across the earth, and it is time for many more to understand our mission, both to save life bearers and to lead them on the paths of righteousness to their own state of God glory.
Another story. Now, some people say, you know, I don't call on Archangel Michael because I just don't have any major calamities happening in my life. Well, Archangel Michael wants you to talk to him and call on him at any time for no matter what the situation is. And here's an interesting story. There was a lady in New York, and this is one I heard from someone else, and I wrote this down too. And she went shopping all day, and it was kind of cold in the winter, so she decided to wear her boots, and she put wool socks on and put her boots on. And when she got home, it was about 7:30 at night, and she was really tired, and she sat down to take her boots off. And she took the right boot off, and then when she went to take her left boot off, something happened. She says, when I started to take the boots off, the right boot slid off without any problem. However, the left boot would not budge. The boot felt like it was actually glued to my foot. It would not give at all. I tried several times to slide it off with the aid of a ruler to stretch the leather, but to no avail. I became slightly panicked, and after a half an hour had gone by, thinking I would have to sleep on my bed with my boot on, one boot on and one boot off, and then I would have to wait till Monday. I guess this was on the weekend when it happened. I would have to wait till Monday when I would go to a shoemaker and have it cut off. So finally, as a last resort, I called Archangel Michael to help me. In fact, I commanded him. I was desperate. I called him out loud and I said, Archangel Michael, you have to help me. I said this several times and then sat back and tried my best to relax. My foot was swollen at this time. I was actually afraid to try sliding the boot off again. But I took a deep breath, bent down, and gowalla, or whatever that word is, I pulled on the heel of the boot, and miraculously the boot simply slid off without any effort, as though it were 10 sizes too big. By then, it was an hour later. I noted the time, and I jotted the entire incident down on my calendar. I couldn't thank Archangel Michael enough. And to this day, I am still thanking him. I have told many people about this little miracle to encourage devotion to Archangel Michael for the very little things in your life. So this was little, or would sound little to us, just a person that couldn't get her boot off. And Archangel Michael rescued her.
Why, even a few days ago, this messenger was speaking to a number of individuals who considered themselves very spiritual and religious. Yet many of them still consider themselves to be sinners based on the contradiction of the theology that they had accepted from childhood on. Dearest ones, when will mankind stand firm and true to the source, look up to the sun and realize the full potential of their own God reality and that which God has vouchsafed within them eons ago? When will you be the ensign of the people and stand firm in your truth to guide, guard, and direct the affairs of those who look to you as a soul of light, as a source of cosmic radiation, to assist them on their path? Yes, it is time for you to fly with us into higher dimensions of light and to use the resources that we provide for you for the highest investiture of God glory into this earth, or the transcendence into the age of Aquarius. Divine love manifest within every heart. To the noble ones, thank you for your prayer services, for it is during these times that we are very active, you see. And when many on our call early in the morning, this is when a majority of our work is accomplished swiftly
Just briefly, I want to mention that we have these wonderful broadcasts every morning, and they're very simple to listen to if you have a computer. If you don't, you might be able to go to the library and listen to the replays of the broadcasts. Just play around with the website, and you will see where you can, at the top, there's a menu that says prayers and songs and broadcast replays and so forth. And you will be able to listen to these. But if you do this live in the morning from 7:30 in the morning until 9:30 or 10, you will be blessing the angels, and you will be actually dissolving some of your own karma, because you are enabling them. You are sending, what you are doing is increasing the light from yourself that they can take and use in helping other people all over this planet. And that is a tremendous thing to be aware of, because we are all one, and there are people all over this planet calling on the angels and the archangels for help. And as you take part in the broadcast, which is the time, as he says here, for it is at these times that we are very active, you see. And he talks about when we call early in the morning, that this is when a majority, he says, that our work is accomplished swiftly. So think about the coming to the class as you're able. I often have to get dressed and do other things during the broadcast, but I stop when I can and do the calls and decrees if I'm able to, and don't have to get to work real fast. But some of you can play them while you're getting ready for work, taking a shower, whatever, if you're able, and it will be a tremendous asset to your own spiritual growth. The broadcasts are quite wonderful.
And then we often are required to retreat back to our secret abode in the heavens, to regather ourselves, to invest ourselves in the great life pools of cosmic energy from the source that are focused within our retreat. And then when a call here or there across the earth goes forth, we are there in a ray of light, instantaneously moving beyond the constraints of what you consider to be time and space matrices within your dimensional plane. Yes, dearest ones, we are there, even beyond the speed of thought, for we are in the very living presence of God, the I am that I am, and stand always within that presence where we are now. I challenge each and every one of you from this day forward to remain true to your highest self, to invest yourselves in the work of the Lord in some noble way, to recreate yourselves in the image and likeness that you know to be that which is your highest reality. In this you give God the glory, and you prove the law of your being. Then we will not have to spend so much of our time pulling you out of the dungeons of darkness of this world, and we can focus on those souls to whom you pray, for whom you pray, and who require light, divine energy, and cosmic assistance. Faith and I would teach more among mankind the processes by which truth may be shared in a more direct and personal way, heart to heart, soul to soul, mind to mind, and eye to eye, so that the teachings of the everlasting gospel may go forth north, south, east, and west, to bless the lives of the conscious ones upon earth.
I have one last story, actually two, I guess. One story, it's a way that Archangel Michael worked for me. I have my youngest daughter, who was working as a flight attendant for many years in Arizona, somehow got on the wrong track. the fast track, I guess you call it, and tried everything there was to try and became addicted to alcohol and drugs and gambling. She was one addicted mess. And it was Archangel Michael, I know, that cleared her of these things. She came home, and I had much fear and trepidation of what was I going to do with this addicted child of mine who is now back home and living with us. And I called many times on Archangel Michael to protect her and direct her, perfect her and correct her as she struggled in those first weeks. And it was a struggle for her, and sometimes now it still is. But basically, she is free. She may have some of the side effects that she brought upon herself for a long time. She's dealing with a lot of guilt, and so I'm still continuing to pray for her. Part of this she has to do on her own, and she's still dealing with a lack of self-confidence, which was not true for her many years that she was in Arizona. She was very confident and very successful, and now she's having to bring herself back into balance and alignment. But I praise Archangel Michael continually for having taken her on and helped her as he did.
Now this day, we provide a dispensation of grace whereby those who call to us with the intensity and fervor of their heart will receive a greater impetus of God energy within their lives for the multiplication of what is required for them to accelerate the balancing of karma, the fulfillment of dharma, and their highest mission to succeed fully in this lifetime. You see, dearest ones, one of the requirements of the ascension is for you to fulfill your divine plan, your dharma, your mission. And often, a soul must re-embody, even having balanced over 51% of their karma and balanced their threefold flame, simply because the mission of light that they have vowed to fulfill has not quite been accomplished. Therefore, we will wrap our wings of light around your work. We will invest a portion of God's energies vouchsafed to us to seal the endeavors in which you are involved, the projects, and those specific works of light that you know that you must fulfill in this lifetime.
I just want to mention here that it's very important for you to take some time, sit down with a notebook if you're not doing this regularly, and journal. Keep a little notebook. It doesn't mean you have to write, keep a diary every single day, but at least once a week or so, keep a notebook. Keep in your journal what it is that you are meant to do. And it may change from time to time. You may complete this or that. You may be here right now because there's a relationship that you have that is gone awry, and you haven't been able to straighten it out, maybe with a daughter or a son or a sister or a brother or a husband or a wife, and you need to make things right. And you need, so take this time to sit down, whatever time is required, and determine what you are here for. And then you can call on Archangel Michael, and he will see to it that you accomplish whatever it is and that you can move on forward, that you can figure out what your dharma or your responsibilities are in this time and know what you must fulfill in this lifetime. And I guarantee that if you do that every morning, and as you pray and write in your journal, you call on Archangel Michael or call on one of the other masters if you'd rather. They are all waiting for your call, believe me. Call on them and then begin to write in your journal and see what comes out of your hand as you write. It'll be amazing. You can simply say, what do you want me to do today? If you don't want to go any further than that, or what is it that is my responsibility and my reason for being at this time?
It is our great joy, dearest ones, to do this work on your behalf, and therefore it is not a burden for us in any way. Accept our presence at the beginning, through, and at the ending of cycles of these sacred works, and we will allow you, by God's grace, to be victorious in every way, clearing boulders of opposition, dissolving those forces and force fields of darkness that stand in your way. Yes, this is our greater work and what we would engage in during many cycles of time to assist the light bearers upon earth in overcoming all and in balancing this world in light. I am a certain
place where you could stand a lawnmower, and he went on driving the lawnmower on this big piece of property they had, trying to clear off a lot of the brush. Well, he hit a tree, and a branch fell right off of it and landed right on his head and knocked him out cold. Now, Cindy didn't know about this, but Cindy was back at the house, and she had an uneasy feeling, and she went out into the driveway as they came driving back, and she saw blood all over Dan's head, and Dan was just coming to, and the 4-year-old, Jeffrey, jumped off the lawnmower and went running around in the driveway saying, "Where's the blue man? Where's the blue man?" And Dan and Cindy looked at him and said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "There was a big blue man, and he came and he drove the lawnmower back while Daddy was sleeping. And now I don't see him. He's gone." Well, both Dan and Cindy love Archangel Michael, and they called on him often, and they called, of course, as they called upon all of the masters and the Lord Jesus. But they called on Archangel Michael for many situations in which their children might have been in danger. But that particular day they did not, because Dad was out cold. And I guess they hadn't really explained about Archangel Michael to Jeffrey or Jeremy. And Jeffrey had just met him. And Jeffrey went on to tell about how this big blue man put his arms around Dad and put his arms around him and put his arms around Jeremy. He said he was huge and he had big long arms and he had something that was kind of like wings on him. And he was only people that want to do this. So,
Donna? Oh, hi,
yes.
Donna. Can you hear me? Yes, me, Lola. First of all, thank you and all the Heart Friends for this wonderful, wonderful session. My mother, as you know, Minerva, was really, and Archangel Michael was her archangel, and she prayed to him all the time. And I feel tonight with a message from her directly because I've been feeling very sad lately and missing her. And it's been the last few weeks have been kind of tough at work and, you know, financially and just stressful and dealing with some really sick patients. So I really think tonight was I really am grateful for tonight and want to ask for your prayers for us all. Remember Archangel Michael during good times and bad times to help us through our daily life, to help us accomplish what we need to accomplish and help us, all have happiness, health, and success in our lives for everyone on this prayer group. And a special prayer for my friend Deanna. Her brother just got laid off 2 days ago, and it's been difficult for her, too, financially. And now with her brother being laid off, I'm concerned about that. She's back in New Jersey, so I just would like a special prayer for her and her brother, Joel, and to thank you for praying for my sister, Shola, who got better with all of your prayers. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. And I just like those who are listening, this is Lola, or Dr. Lola Reese, and Diana is also a doctor that is whose brother was laid off 2 days ago. And I would like to also just pray for Lola and Diana's patients, their clients who are ill, and because they have a lot of sick people that they take care of, and it's It's quite a challenge there in the Dallas area, so let's put that down also. Okay, next prayer request. Just hit star 6.
Donna, this is Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I would like to request prayers for the speedy recovery of my good friend Marlene Prescott, who's part of our HeartShare team. She had eye surgery yesterday morning that was fairly extensive on one eye, and she has 6 to 8 weeks of recuperation now, and I'm just praying for her to be sealed in light and love and that she recover swiftly and completely.
Okay, good. I've got that down for her eye surgery recovery. Okay. And we'll also put down number 3 is Donna Galvin, Donald Galvin's sister, and recovery from her surgery and from cancer for her right health care. And if you came on, hit star 6 again so you can mute. Or hit star 6 to get on. Okay, are there any other prayer requests tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is Melanie.
Yes, Melanie.
I've been feeling in my heart that we need to pray that Archangel Michael and the angels will come and guide our people through this whole election process, that the Ascended Master's choice candidate will take their position and help protect our people and our economy.
Yes.
I feel
that's excellent.
Very
I'm so glad you brought
and
that up,
we
Melanie.
Because we have to fulfill our mission.
That's right.
And I have something I'd like to share with anybody who needs to hear it. A long time ago when I was in Mother's organization, I had some challenges, some big challenges to deal with. It was back when they were doing the deprogramming thing. And my family kind of got involved, and it was a burden for us. And I called Archangel Michael. I was just so overwhelmed. I called him, and I asked him to take me to his retreat. And in the night, I woke up, and I was aware that I'd been standing in a large golden dish, something you might serve Oriental food in. It wasn't had deep sides, but anyway, he took me to his retreats and let me stand in that dish and healed my body. So
wow.
he listens to us when we're in dire need. We need to put all of America in that big dish.
Yes, we do.
So, yes, God bless everybody.
Thank you, Melanie.
Michael's
bye.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Don't forget to hit star 6. Okay, next. I'm sure we must have some other prayer requests. Hello? I think I hear somebody trying to come on. But I can't hear you speaking.
Donna, this is Barbara again.
Yeah.
I would like to request prayers for Lois Bjork for her continued healing. Last month she was knocked down by a large dog and it broke her arm. She's 87 years old and kind of a small, rather frail-looking woman with a boundless spirit of enthusiasm, but
Lois does
have her physical limitations. But anyway, I'm requesting prayers for Lois.
Good. Okay. Yes, I remember hearing that. Yeah, that she was not. Okay, great. Thank you, Barbara. Okay, do we have any other prayer requests tonight? Is Caroline Burdett on by any chance? Caroline? If you're on, get on and let us know how your grandchildren are doing. Okay, if this is all, what we're going to do tonight is pray for Lola and her. She wanted us to just be thankful, and she was thanking us for all that Archangel Michael was doing for us, and mentioned that her mother, Minerva, loved Archangel Michael. Minerva died not long ago, and we know that she was here with us tonight. And I'm just sure that Minerva ascended up into heaven and is enjoying Archangel Michael face to face now. And we, Lola wanted us also to praise God for healing her sister Shola, and ask God's help for Diana's brother who was laid off 2 days ago. And I ask that we pray for her patience. And I wonder, Dee, if you could take Lola, if you would also take Barbara's request for Marlene Prescott's eye surgery recovery. And
sure.
Good. Okay. And then, Dwayne, are you on? I know Dwayne was going to be on. Dwayne, if you're on, hit star six and let us hear from you. Okay, Barbara, maybe you can take Donna Galvin.
Yeah, I'll take Donna.
Hi.
And if you could take Tony.
Donna?
Yes.
Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Yes.
Donna, thanks for your prayer, sweetheart. I'd like to ask for healing from Lord Michael. I'm having a problem with my right ear. It's ringing all the time. I don't know why. My blood pressure is not up, so I don't know what's going on.
Is this Anna?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, your right ear.
Yeah, my right ear.
Okay.
I monitor my blood pressure in the morning, and it's fine, but it's still, you know, during the day, it's just like a...
Okay, you don't have a very clear connection, so if I ask you some questions, you may have to tell me.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
It's your right ear, and what did you say about in the morning?
That I'm monitoring my blood pressure in the morning, you know, as soon as I wake up. And it's
your blood pressure?
It's 124 or 71, something like that, mostly all the time. So there's no reason for it, so I don't understand the whole thing.
Okay, we'll pray for your blood pressure correction and healing of your
ear.
Right ear.
The right ear.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, sweetie.
Got it.
Bless your heart.
Okay, we got it. So we have Dee praying for Lola and Arlene Prescott, and Barbara's praying for Donna Galvin and Melanie, and I will take Lois Bjork and Anna. Okay. Dee, why don't you start?
Okay. In the name I am that I am, O beloved Archangel Michael and host of the Lord, all the beloved archangels and archei, we call now to beloved Minerva as she shines in the heavens. And we are so grateful for her beloved daughters. We are grateful for the healing of Shola. We are so grateful for Lola's dedication to her patients and the work that she is doing and healing so many people. We are asking and calling to you, O beloved Archangel Michael, beloved Saint Germain and Portia, beloved Mother Mary and Kuan Yin, for your mighty intercession for Deanna, her sister, whose brother Joel has recently lost his job. O beloved Fortuna, we call to you also, and all of the hosts of the Lord. O beloved Jesus and Magda, come forth now and help the souls of light who require the intercession of the host to assist us in regard to our personal economy, the economy of our cities, our towns, our nation. O blessed Father, Mother God, O beloved Alpha and Omega, Helios and Vesta, come forth now for the blessing of all these children that of your heart that are seeking the abundance through righteous acts and works. We call now for that perfect job for Joel. We call now for all those that have similar situations to find their right jobs. And we are so grateful for this opportunity. We accept a victory here in the name of Mighty Victory and Justina, that Lola and her sister Shola will continue to be able to bring forth abundance as well as healing for their patients. And Deanna will also have this victory, Joel and all those, in the name of Almighty God. And we also call now to our beloved Marlene Prescott, to her very soul, and we convey to her now that she is healed. Her eye is perfect. We call to Mother Mary. We call for that perfect vision. We know and we accept that her healing is already here. It is already manifested. And we know that for these next 6 to 8 weeks, she will have the joy of the angels at her side. The elementals will be dancing, and as she laughs and plays with them, we see her victory. Oh, Father, Mother God, thank you for this soul of light. Thank you for her healing. Thank you for all that she does for the brotherhood. In the name of the I Am That I Am, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Barbara?
Okay. Oh, Blessed Mother Mary and Archangel Raphael, beloved Hilarion Pallas Athena, Lady Master Maita, and all of the healing angels, beloved Servatus and your twin flame, seal Donna Galvin in emerald green healing light, wrap her in your arms of love. I pray for her speedy recovery from her surgery. And for Cyclopea, I pray earnestly for the best possible treatments now at this time to give her the physical comfort that she requires and to heal her at the cellular level from all disease and disharmony. We call the beloved Kuan Yin to dissolve the cause and core of her cancer and to give her her freedom in the light. I call now to beloved El Moria, to beloved Saint Germain, beloved Godfrey, to the 14 Ascended Masters who govern the destiny of America, to beloved Liberty, to beloved Goddess of Freedom, to overshine our upcoming elections on November 6th, here in the United States of America, overshine all the candidates running for office. I pray for clear vision on the part of all citizens, for courage to vote their conscience, to see clearly through all the hype and glitz of the campaigning into the cause and core of the issues, and reveal to us the Ascended Master-sponsored candidates, those that are the best, the highest choices in every situation. And we pray for America, wrap America in light and protection, O beloved Archangel Michael. Bless this wonderful nation and help us truly preserve our liberties to hold fast to that which God has given us here to restore the rule of law, the rule of the Constitution, and of the Bill of Rights. Let that be the benchmark in every activity in this nation and in our own lives. Let us live daily, hourly, by the golden rule in all situations. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and it is done. We claim it for ourselves and for everyone in this blessed nation. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit, we call tonight for the complete and total healing, calling to you whenever they think of it. We are grateful for all of these that we prayed for tonight, and we continue to pray for light bearers all over the world. In this week, as they move ahead, may they experience all that you have for them of joy and peace and harmony. We ask this again in the name of the Father, the Mother, the Son, the Daughter, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everybody, one more thing I want to mention to those who are still on. There is an e-book that's in our store for $10, and it is a book full of testimonies about Archangel Michael, and you might like to get that and enjoy that for yourself. Also, there's a place you can go to on our website called What's New, and under that, there's a place that you can click on. Once you click on What's New, you'll see this place you can click on to get in our forum. On the forum, you can tell your stories, you can share your concerns and your prayer requests. You can share experiences that you've had, anything that you would like to, that you feel would be honoring in some way. If it's just a joke, that's a wonderful thing. I know that Dee often shares very good jokes on the forum. So if you have time, get on the forum and share something about your life so that we can get to know you. And if you don't know how to do some of these things, just call me or email me, and I will share with you how to do it. Or you can call Barbara. You can call any of the Heart Share members that you might know of. But we love to help. That's what we're here for. So now I would say good night to you and wish you a good weekend coming up, and let you know that our next class will be on November 29th. And if any of you would like to hear any of this class again, just let me know, and I'll share with you how you can hear it again. Thank you, and good night.
God bless America.
Good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Donna.
Thanks,
God bless you, heart. Thank you.
Oh, God bless Paul.